This week, there have also been concerns about the largest nuclear arsenal in the world, the U.S. nuclear force, that was born 70 years ago with a successful test explosion in the desert of New Mexico that heralded the nuclear age, the superpower arms race, and the Cold War. President Obama, shortly after his inauguration, said he wanted to acknowledge the end of the Cold War with a commitment to reduce America's nuclear arsenal.
So today, I state clearly and with conviction, America's commitment to seek the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons.
The president won a Nobel Peace Prize in part for making promises like this, but in reality, America's nuclear force is fully operational, and in the course of being maintained and modernized for safety reasons, the Pentagon may be quietly upgrading those nuclear weapons with new capabilities not imagined when arms reduction treaties were signed. Len Ackland, contributor to Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, found that the national labs in New Mexico, Sandia and Los Alamos, have become a research and development site for some very large defense contractors who appear to want to use modernization as cover to make new nuclear weapons.
The U.S. nuclear weapons industry wields tremendous influence over national security decisions about nuclear weapons. And we examined how this self-branded nuclear enterprise operates in New Mexico, where the first atomic bomb was exploded 70 years ago this week. And we took a close look at a controversial new nuclear bomb being developed at Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque that is said to violate an Obama administration pledge not to build new nuclear weapons with new military capabilities. That bomb, called the B-6112, is part of a $350 billion plan the U.S. has to modernize nuclear weapons over the next 10 years. Now, the B-6112 is controversial because it is the first guided nuclear bomb that will enter the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Despite that, the Obama administration and the Pentagon and the nuclear enterprise all say it's simply an upgrade, not a new weapon.
Now, that's because when you say guided, that means it's warhead delivery system utilizes the smart weapon technology that would be in, say, a cruise missile, that sort of thing?
Exactly. It's guided through radars so that it is much more accurate than the free-fall nuclear bombs currently in the nuclear arsenal.
Now, it was always the case, though, that the federal government was going to spend some money through Lockheed Martin's subsidiary to upgrade weapons, right?
Well, what happened, you know, after the Cold War ended in 91, the U.S. in 92 said it would no longer test nuclear weapons. So the mission of the weapons labs, in particular Sandia, which is the engineering arm of the U.S. nuclear complex, is to ensure the reliability of the bombs in the arsenal. That is being done, but instead of simply testing the parts, including the plutonium in the bombs, which is what Sandia also does. In addition to that, this new bomb is being developed.
I don't want to sound like a high school debater here, but can't an argument be made that to have the bomb be guided by radar and to have the ability to dial down and to make more efficient its explosive yield is something that falls under the category of reliability, making the weapons more reliable?
I suppose it depends how you define reliability. The problem with this is that if the weapon, by being both more accurate and of lower force, is seen by the military as being useful against a target, it increases the possibility that the military, in fact, might recommend to the president that, you know, we can take out this target with this low-yield weapon flown by a stealth fighter so it can get through radar. And just having that capability, you know, raises the question of the usability of nuclear weapons. And, you know, we're dealing with a weapon of mass destruction that hasn't been used for the past 70 years, ever since the United States dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August of 1945. So if we were talking about a conventional weapon, that might be fine. But if we're talking about a nuclear weapon, we are talking about a nuclear weapon. And because of that, any use of a nuclear weapon by anyone, you know, will lift this nuclear taboo, and nobody knows what the consequences are if nuclear weapons are ever used in a conflict.
But you don't believe that President Obama could be convinced to cross the nuclear threshold just because there's a radar attached to a bomb, right?
No, I don't believe that. But what's going to happen in the future? You know, what other technical developments are going to come along? Who's going to be elected? Who's going to sit in the president's office?
Has the defense industry here, in collusion with the defense contractors and the Pentagon, pulled a fast one, basically upgraded the capability of the U.S. nuclear arsenal in a way that is at odds with stated policy of the U.S. government, and that is going to have strategic significance going forward?
Yes, it appears that that, in fact, is what happened.
Do you think the defense industry has New Mexico over a barrel in that its economy is so dreadfully depressed right now, and that this is in many ways the only game in town, and that essentially New Mexico has to do the bidding of this gang?
You know, New Mexico, now 70 years after the New Mexican desert was selected as the site for the very first atomic bomb test, the nuclear weapons enterprise and military have turned New Mexico into, you know, something of a colony when you look at the figures. When you look at the amount of dollars going into New Mexico, which is the second poorest state in the country after Mississippi, you have, you know, nearly 20% of the money that went into New Mexico in 2013, according to a Pew report, went to the two labs and the waste isolation pilot plant near Carlsbad. So, yes, the nuclear enterprise has tremendous power and influence in New Mexico. Again, you have this relationship where, you know, New Mexico needs jobs, and the nuclear enterprise can offer them.
Len Ackland is a contributor to Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Len, thanks so much.
Thank you.